The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Just when you think news out of the Vatican couldn't get more controversial, a blockbuster Wall Street Journal investigative report comes out. And boy, it is not good. We'll get to that in just a moment. But let me pull up the Salvation Army site and let me hit refresh. Okay, no new donors today, and that's fine. Because, well, it's not fine. All right, here's the bottom line. We are less than $400 away from hitting $9,000. Our goal was 8,000, okay? So we have reached and exceeded our goal by $616.23, and we should all be excited about that. We should all be thrilled about that. But when we are less than $400 away from the next plateau, which just means that many more people will be helped this Christmas, I can't help but just mention it and ask you to pray about it. Now, so many of you have given, and thank you. But, again, we're less than $400 away from reaching $9,000. And, again, it just means that many more people will be helped this Christmas through the Salvation Army, and they have never needed our help more. The Salvation Army, folks, is really, really under attack this year. They've lost funding from some major organizations like Chick-fil-A, but they have from others as well. Lies have been spread about them. I mean, just blatant lies have been spread in the mainstream media. They need and they deserve our help. And every penny that is given in our kettle at thewordcolumbus.com, every penny stays here in our community. Not one dime goes to the national office or any place else. It stays here to help our neighbors, people in our community. So again, I'm just mentioning it. We're less than $400 away from reaching the $9,000 level. It'd be wonderful to help more people. So if you feel led to give, please do so. Please pray about it. Now, again, many, many, many of you have already given, and thank you. Some of you have given twice. If you haven't, why don't you pray about going to thewordcolumbus.com, clicking on the Salvation Army banner. If it's not there, hit the refresh, and it will come up. And whatever God lays on your heart, drop it in our kettle. But thank you, thank you, thank you for exceeding our goal. Now let's pray that we can reach the next financial plateau, $9,000. We are very, very close to that. Well, I don't draw any glee or satisfaction out of reporting this at all. The Vatican, particularly under this pope, has been embroiled in more controversy than at any time in the modern history of the Roman Catholic Church. This pope is by far, I don't think anybody would disagree. Catholic, Protestant, doesn't make any difference. I don't think anybody would disagree. This pope is by far the most controversial pope, possibly in the history of the church, certainly in recent history. It is unquestionable that he leans far to the left. There's no question that he's very liberal. There is no question that he has socialistic, even Marxist tendencies. And again, I don't think anybody would disagree with that. I don't think the Pope himself would deny that he leans far to the left, very liberal, and even with Marxist socialist tendencies. But this explosive investigation by the Wall Street Journal has revealed some things that are just really, really shocking. At the top of the list is uncovering where one of the Vatican's major charities, where the proceeds go. It's called Peter's Pence. Now, I'm not Catholic. I probably heard of it, but not familiar. But evidently, every June, Catholic churches around the world, here in America and around the world, there is an intense fundraising drive for Peter's Pence. And it's through the Vatican itself. If you go to the website at the Vatican for Peter's Pence, the charity is described as, quote, a gesture of solidarity. Through it, every member of the faithful can participate in the Pope's activity. It is an activity that supports the most needy and ecclesial communities in difficulty who approach the Apostolic See for help. So it says blatantly, it's to help the poor, to help the needy. According to this investigative report, 10% goes to help the poor. 10%. Right now, under this Pope's leadership, 90% of the money given to Peter's Pence goes to make up for shortfalls in the Vatican budget. You see, the Vatican evidently is hemorrhaging financially. They're in terrible shape financially. And for a few years now, 90% of the Vatican's main charity is not going to the poor, but to take care of budget shortfalls at the Vatican. A panel of Catholics were questioned about this a couple of days ago because of the Wall Street Journal report. And Father Gerald Murray, pastor of the Holy Family Church in New York City, said, quote, historically, the Peter's Pence, it goes back centuries, is to support the Pope in all his expenses, including charity. So it's nothing wrong to use it to pay the bills of the Vatican. But then he quickly added, on the other hand, it is advertised as a charitable fund. So there is that. Then the rest of the report uncovers very questionable investments by the Vatican. Real estate deals that have gone bad. Millions upon millions of dollars that have been lost through unwise and pretty shaky land deals around the country. And then there's this. In 2019, $4.5 million was expended to finance the film, the movie, Men in Black. Okay. But then also, several million dollars from the Vatican went to underwrite the Elton John biopic Rocket Man, which is explicit. Quote, it is the first studio movie to portray gay sex between men in an authentic way, which obviously is in direct opposition to the church, the teaching of the Catholic Church. Yes, this sexually graphic movie about Elton John's life, it is called a steamy biopic. Yes, it was underwritten by the Vatican. And this explosive report from the Wall Street Journal is causing ripples right up the chain of command all the way to the Vatican and the Pope himself. It will be fascinating to see how the Vatican actually handles this report. So far, they are not commenting. All right, I need to take a break. When we come back, we will go to Bruce in Newark, Ohio. You're listening to Bob Rady Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And that's the number that Bruce in Newark, Ohio, has called. Bruce, welcome, and thanks for calling.
Hey, Bob, and I want to talk about one of your favorite subjects.
All right, let's do it. The Red Kettle.
The Red Kettle. And it's been on my heart. I made a donation before you even started the campaign officially, and it's been on my heart to make another donation, and I'm trying to figure out how to fit it into the budget. And I went, you know what? I can spend $10 a month less at some of the companies that don't donate to Salvation Army.
Wow.
And use that to donate to Salvation Army.
Bruce, did you just drop some more money in the kettle just a few minutes ago?
Yes, I did.
God bless you. I saw that a Bruce, it doesn't give me, well, anyway, it doesn't tell me where. I see on my screen Bruce or Newark, and I just pulled up Salvation Army, and I see that Bruce has given the second time to our campaign. Well, Bruce, because of your gift, we are now just $261 away from $9,000 because of your gift today. And folks...
I thought I'd share my idea because there might be somebody else out there that, you know, they're going to try to figure out how can I fit it into the budget. And like, you know what? This is a way we can do it.
Well, repeat that again. Repeat what you're going to do.
I'm going to spend $10 a month less at the companies that don't donate to Salvation Army.
All right.
I'm not going to boycott them. I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
That I can spend $10 or less a month there.
God bless you, Bruce. Thank you, and your very generous gift has taken us very, very close to $9,000. Bruce, would you like to challenge the rest of our listeners? We just need $261 more, and we'll be at $9,000.
It'd take two people doing what I did and somebody that can throw, $40 in the bucket.
Yeah.
$20 in the bucket, something like that.
All right, folks. So. Bruce has issued a challenge. We're $261 away from $9,000. Bruce, I cannot thank you enough. And the people at Salvation Army, and because of your generosity, several families, and not just individuals, because of your generosity, several families are going to be touched with the love of Jesus this coming Christmas.
I'm a retired firefighter. I've seen the Salvation Army in action. I'm a pastor. I've been in homeless ministry. I've seen the Salvation Army in action. They do wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work.
Oh, you've made my day, Bruce. Thank you. God bless you, brother.
You have a blessed day, and God bless your ministry.
I have already had a blessed day, and much of it because of your generosity. Thanks, Bruce. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Don't you love that? We didn't have it in our budget, didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew I should give. And so, well, we're just going to take $10 out of what we would spend at the places that no longer support Salvation Army. Folks, listen, if you want to give, you can get creative. I hope you'll follow Bruce's example. And our AM 880 signal is just about to go off the air in a few minutes, but there's time to go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and give. We're $261 away from $9,000. Would you take Bruce's challenge? I hope you will. I hope you will. Hey, just a quick note, and I'm so excited about this. I have the privilege of speaking to the Pastor's Bible Study this coming Wednesday at Genoa Baptist in Westerville. And I'm going to bring a Christmas message, and here's why I'm so excited. For a preacher, for a pastor, Christmas and Easter are the Super Bowl, the World Series, the NBA championships, all rolled into one. And since Joy and I resigned from the pastorate in Westerville, it is very rare that I get to preach at Christmas time. Why? Because most churches don't want a guest speaker at Christmas. And I get that. I never had guest speakers in when I was pastoring. So every Christmas, I'm just chomping at the bit, and I have an opportunity to speak this coming Wednesday, and I'm going to bring a Christmas message in the Pastor's Bible Study. That's in the main auditorium. They call it the WAC at Genoa Baptist Church in Westerville, 6:45 this coming Wednesday. If you don't have a good, solid church that has Wednesday night services, I'd love for you to be there, and we will share a wonderful Christmas message. I'm just so excited I can hardly stand it. Again, this coming Wednesday, I'll be teaching the Pastor's Bible class in the main auditorium at Genoa Baptist in Westerville. Oh, there are two or three other stories I wanted to get to. I hope you'll be able to switch over to 104.5 FM if you're listening on AM 880, or go to streaming audio on your phone, your laptop, your tablet. So don't miss anything, because we really do have some important stories to talk about in the next hour. To our AM 80 folks, if you cannot continue listening, have a great weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church. And, of course, remember whose you are. But to all the rest, hang tight. We'll be right back.